holding on Chesma Beis. We have to do a little round, so last little piece. Hadein Firga de Yoima Masi. So the Morris says that this dust that you see in the air, the rays of the sun are shining on, heals. Avakanir Bechama Kashini, this is their Chalon Kuri Hirga. The dust that you see in the air heals.
Why?
Ein gehenem lo se lobe, lav lo acher misa komar, vare ich gehenem lo shoyim. When we say lo se lobe, we don't mean after a person dies. Ela lo se lobe lo acher tchiyas ha-mesim komar. There's going to be a period of time in the future called after tchiyas ha-mesim, that's something which is osu loboi. Shesem reshoyim shahoy, yu lecheperes deroin le deroin olam, kirsi ben den yo. Reshoyim are going to be for this eternal embarrassment of lowliness. Lo yinu dana begehenem, ela b'hai dina, they're not going to be needed begehenem, but rather the following, Shekhanesh Baruch Hu, yoytzi chama min artika, kreishi yo ela hamit starim, the sun will no longer have this protective covering over it, so these will be destroyed by it. You talk about tzaddikim, the tzaddikim will be killed. So the phrase "lasa lovei" means not in the near future when after a person dies, but in the distant future after tchias ha-mesim. Okay, so the Mishnah. So we're talking about yodos still. Saying the person doesn't say a full statement of neder or shua, it's valid. Rashi says the following: a person says kneder rishoyim, I want this to be like neder that rishoyim make. Nadar, that'll be valid language. Benazir ubekarben ubeshua, that can work for a net for undertaking zirus. The Gemara is going to discuss what else does he have to say. For Naziris, for Kabbat, to be Mekai, himself a Korban, or to take a Shua, not to eat something. Nidre Kherim Lom Raklum. However, he says that it should be like Nidre Kherim. Kherim, don't make the door. Those are things as Nidre Kherim. So that's not a language of Kabbalah. Can Nidweisum, if a person would say, Can Nidweis Kherim? So Kherim Dudu Nudavo. That applies with Nozer Bekorban. So we're not clear exactly what all of this means. Let's see what the Ron says.
Ron?
Yeah. He's a Rishayim, Nozer Benozer Bekorban. How can he say Nami Perusha the Yodas? So we're still explaining the din of Yodas. Rashid and the Gemara, the Alki Kamar. Dim Omer Kenidir Rishayim Harani. The person says, I am. Like the Rishoyim make the Dharma, I should be. So he's saying, I'd like to give a netter, I should be something. And, at that point in time, just at that moment, there was a Nazar there. So he means, just like Rishoyim undertaking the Dharma, I'm going to be like that fellow who's a Nazar. Reu Nazar. So that's a Yad, it wasn't a full Lashon. But it's enough that we can assume that it's a Kabbalah. A person says, like Rishoyim undertaking the Dorm, I wanted to take this upon myself. Chai v'korban. Now that the word does not give any type of circumstantial situation. Circumstances. The Ron says that Mistaranami Didafka Shahisa Behema Munachas Lufala, there was an animal there. He says, Kenidre Rishoyim Allah. I want to undertake myself, like Rishoyim undertake to do things I'm going to undertake to do, that this animal should be a korban. Kenami Mummer Kenidre Rishoyim Haimenu Shlo Oichel. Like Kenidre Rishoyim, from this I should not eat. Well, you kick your moon of Lufala. And there was a kicker there. He's sworn he should not eat. and these all work. When he says the phrase in the Rishayim, why? Rishayim darkan lider b'chol elu. Rishayim do these things, the types of Kabbalahs. Neshen relasses kain kuru luhu nider Rishayim. She Rishayim behave lo shadavra. They're not talking about people which are Rishayim totally, because people who are Rishayim totally aren't into making Kabbalahs necessarily. So the Lashon of nider Rishayim over here means that they're doing something with, which is improper in this action itself, is doing something which is improper, but not that the people which are acting improperly, totally. So in this element, there's something improper in what they're doing. However, if he says k'nidr k'sherim, avagav damar harenia, or a lie, or haymanu, so even though he says one of these lashanas, k'nidr k'sherim hareni, k'nidr k'sherim a lie, and you had the same circumstances. There's a nazar. So we say he means like Sherem make the dorm. I want to be like this nazar. No, doesn't work. People which are kosher don't do the dorm. Sherem Sherem last is counting words. Going to say it's not proper to do. Who would name Imam Kenidris Rishayim Alai Le'Amr Klum? And if we would switch the Lashon to Lashon of Nadava, so the Mishnah says Nidris Sherim works, but Nidris Rishayim doesn't work. Vishayin Rishayim Noidvim, Shimheim Noidvim, Einam Rishayim Le'Sadavar, Vahachis Vitusavta. So again, the Lashon over here of Rasha and Kasha is not referring to their general deportment. It's talking about this action. Is this action something which Chazal looked upon favorably or unfavorably? So general Chazal discouraged people from making the Dorim. By making the Davas, and we'll see the difference in the next run, they did not discourage. Therefore, there's no such thing as Nidrois Rishoyim. If something which Nadav, which something which they do not discourage, it's not there's no rishus there, so it's not a Nadav of a Rasha, and you can't say neder of a kosher because the Chazal did not look at the act of a neder as be something which is kosher. Can you voice him if he says like nidrus sherim that works, but not the nazar b'korban? Shek sherim is not vim heim b'korban or b'ziris. A kosher will undertake the action of undertaking a commitment through the language of nadava is something which is considered kosher, and that works for korban or for naziris.
The nadava is so it's when you're doing it on something else, like you had a gift or something, right?
Okay, so the more said like this, the Ron's going to say like this that. The concern when a person makes a neder is the person is making a commitment, not recognizing the realities of life or focusing on the realities of that these are things that are hard to keep. And if a person makes a neder and doesn't keep it, there's tremendous punishment for not keeping a neder. So there's an element of being acting improperly by undertaking the neder, not recognizing that they're difficult to keep. So a person says, by korban, the person could offer a oila or a shlamim as a korban, even though he's not chayiv in it. Person can't offer on his own an oshim or a chatas. He has to be chayiv an oshim or a chatas. But a person can undertake to give an oila or a shlamim. He can undertake that one of two ways. He can say harei alai l'havi oila. I'm undertaking to bring an oila. Which means he now must do whatever it takes to bring an oila. Or he could say, Hare zu oila. He could say, this animal is an oila. So Lach says, if this animal is an oila, and this animal, something happens to it, he doesn't have to replace it. He said, this is an oila. He didn't say, I'm giving him, he said, this is an oila. Okay, good, so now bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Animal dies along the way, no replacement needed. Hare alai, and he takes an animal and says, this should be for it. And if something happens, hooray, a lie. He said, on me. So this animal dead. Who cares if this animal is dead? And it happens five times. You still got to bring another one. So haray alai is a responsibility on the person. Reizu is on the item. So we refer to haray alai as a netter. Reizu is an adav. That's how we're using the language over here. So haray is a much safer language because he's making a very, very limited responsibility. If something happens, he's relieved. Haray alai, he's making a commitment about himself, which many times would be very difficult to keep. So that we discourage that. So that's considered, for this purpose, an act of not of ksherim, of rishoyim. It's element of a lack of it's improper to do it. So, but a nadava is something which a kosher would do. He says, I know that I'm scared, I'm not going to be able to fulfill it, I'm going to be committed in a way which. When the yeshiva, I remember way back in the beginning of the yeshiva, like we Aaron and myself both encouraged Rabbi Einemer to undertake some type of a learning session with the Bachur. They should come to his house Friday night or something of that sort, you know, learn some sefer together, etc. And he wouldn't do it. He says, if I say I'm going to do it, it means I must commit to it totally. And I'm certain I won't be able to keep it. So I can't.
When was this?
It should be that it started 20 years ago. Right? So there is no sense half measures by him.
He knows too much.
No, I might be able to do it.
Right.
But once I commit, I have to. And I have to is impossible because there's always things which happen. And I cannot commit. So, okay, so don't commit. Just try and do it or whatever. No. Either you're doing it, you're not doing it. Israel tells you. You're doing it, then you got to do it. It means you have to make this tremendous effort no matter what. And then he can't do it. Or, so that's like, there's no, haray alai means haray alai. It's a full commitment, and he's not going to take that responsibility. So people understand what commitment means. They understand the level of responsibility. Just stay away from that, because that's you're putting yourself into an impossible situation. People who don't see commitments as so important. Yeah, so say real life. Doesn't work out. No, it's not so bad. That's the rishus over here. That means they don't understand what commitment is. And therefore they say it glibly. So that the more is looking at that as something which is improper. So, but in the Dava, it's a very limited type of a commitment that they would do. They want to give. They want to do something. Therefore, Hilchos Yomer Hareini, he says, Kedidvus Ksherim Hareini, Vayunozer Ever Lefonov, Harehu Nozer, Yomer Alai, Ubehemim Munachas Lefonov, Havali Kormer, Harei Hu Korban the Dava. Okay, so that works by the Neder, and that works by Nozer and by Korban. Now the Mishnah said three cases before: Nozer, Korban, and Shua. However, Avos Shua Loy Mechayev Nidras Sheirim Shua won't work. Even though the loaf was there, Amar Haymanu Shloichel. Can Nidras Sheirim Haymanu Shloichel? He said that phrase. So he's committing not to eat. He's making sure not to eat the bread. The answer is if he and the cherim, well, the cherim don't make shuas. So you're saying k'nidvus k'sherim, like the wonderful gift that cherim was saying, I'm a swearing, no such thing, because the cherim don't do that. So therefore, he says, "Ah, you're going to ask me, v'av gadrin liel the zuzei nafshayu b'nishpoim dar mitzvah." So you find the case where a kosher will make a shua in order to force himself to do a mitzvah. So if so, at first glance, the phrase "knidvos ksherim haymenu shloichel" should work. He says no, because we want a shachem. In the case you're doing lezuzei nafshe, it's not a nedava, because it's something which you were mukhiyev to start with, which you're now strengthening. So then it's not a nedava, it's a netter.
Well, if someone makes a netter, then they're basically preventing themselves from, or holding themselves off from something.
A netter, a true halachic netter, which means you're making something else, or always is this. Shua can be both ways. Shua can be an act of doing or not doing.
But this nedava that we're talking about,
That's a gift, right? As opposed to something that's holding something back from you, that you're holding yourself back from something that maybe you normally wouldn't.
Well,
Dava is a gift. I understand they're both commitments.
Yes. Okay. Stop for a second. Let's move away from the colloquial use of an adaba. I'm making the adaba to the shul. Okay. So the adaba is used over here in a very specific usage of offering a korban in a limited way. He has responsibility to bring this korban. He is responsible to move. He says, listen, it's a korban, okay? That's very nice. Let it walk to Beis Hamikdash itself. No, you're more equipped to bring it. So you made some level of commitment beyond that this is a korban. But if something happens to your potter. But we're saying that concept that a kosher would want, he wants to undertake certain commitments. A. But he does it in a way where his responsibility is not overwhelming, exists. So if a person would say, Kenidvois Ksherim Hareini, I'm undertaking that I should be what? Well, there's another setting there. That the circumstances indicate what you meant. I'm undertaking to be a Nozer. Now I'm a Nozer. Nozer is basically Surim, it's not doing things. You can't be metamal mace, you can't cut your hair, you can't drink wine. He just became a Nozer. That's his gift. It's not a fit. I'm not giving. It's not a. Right? That's the adab he's undertaking. So that works. Now, feather on the cash. Mika Lemedic, I don't understand. There's a difficulty that we have to clarify over here. The difference between a nadab and a neder is harezu. This is something it's talking about. This item should be a korban. Harei alai is I undertake to bring a korban. The kabbonis. Of an azir is my neder, my nadab shaykibay. The phrase of by korban nadab exists in such a concept. But the language of the difference between Hare Alai and Hare Zu doesn't exist by Naziris. Hare Ena Ela B'inyan Echot. The Naziris is exactly the same. There's no difference between Neder and Adab. Therefore, Shanir B'enai, we have to explain that there's another element over here of understanding. In other words, Harei Alai and Harei Zu is the practical expression of the intrinsic difference, but not that is a difference itself. The nether perush adavar sheino bo al garmin benidvus aleip. It's something which a person is not fully offering, fully committed to. And the Dova Pirusha Masha Adami Noder Yoiser Benidvus Navsha. The person is more into it. But Shemaisa Yoiser Mitzvim, and therefore the action is more appropriate.
What do you mean by that?
So the feet, Mishumach Yamina. The Neder who Hare Alai. I think I told you one time from Henkin. Henkin says, you know, in Europe, people used to give tzedakah with their hands. Kiss the same return with their mouth. In America, they kiss the same return with their hands. And they give tzedakah with their mouth. That was his comment. I promise to do something. Just do it. Don't give me promises. Just do it. Promises is already like is a step back from. If you really, really want it, really, really mean it, so do it. Just don't talk about it. We don't talking about a good idea. Just do it. So Harei Zu Korban, I've taken the animal, I've designated it as a Korban. It means I'm really into this thing. I've done it already. I'll give some time for the future. I will undertake the Korban. It sounds beautiful, wonderful, flowery, etc. No, you're really serious. So what are you waiting for? So a neder is indicative of the fact that the full person is not fully into it. And the Dava is indicative of the fact that the person is fully there. Right? The only comes to the says, you know, I promise I'll take care of you. We know what that means. Right? I take care of him. So I did it already. So I'm done. Right? I'll get to you. I promise. What beautiful. It sounds wonderful. So a lie is called a netter as opposed to an adab of a rezu, because the rezu is indicative of the fact the person's fully committed. The fish enemy thought of the gamri, kimishlah fisho akshav. The fact that you didn't immediately designate the korban indicates some level of a lack of commitment over here. Madaba hubare umarezer. Fisha means nadiv nidra yosu rotsu. He's really into it. Once that's the definition, so then I can apply conceptually the idea to a nozer. There's a nozer, a person who's totally, truly committed. He had said this is something so important that he really wants to do it. That's an adab. A person says, okay, yeah, I'm a nozer. But this part of him which is not truly committed. That's the difference. Not that and practically there's no difference. Either way, he's a nozer. But conceptually, it's a different level of interest in what he's doing. So therefore, often nozer abishena and neder shal naziris ela binyanecha. There's only one type of naziris. Misha kavana shalor ritsuya yoiser kari nizirusa nedova. Mishena ritsuya kolkat kari neder.
One of the differences between the Dabba and Nedir is one's actualized immediately in the sense of something that has happened, and the other is inherently in the future.
Right.
We could say the same thing about Nazir, be a Nazir to start out now or before the end of the year.
You could do that. Say, but when the person is Hareini, the halachic assumption is immediately he's a Nazir. So a person is Kenidre Rishoyim Hareini, it's a valid Zeris. Why is it Nidre Rishoyim? Why is it Nedre? Why is it Nazir?
So we have to deal with the immediacy in both cases.
Right? So the answer is, like the Moor is going to say, that there are certain people who undertake Naziris, and they do it. But sometimes they sit and they wonder, why did I do this? There's people who undertake Naziris, and they say, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I really need this. So one of them is the Dava.
That wouldn't change it.
I just said wouldn't change it, but one's in the Dava, one's in Neder. One's a full lack. Again, there's no Nafkamina Lamais, as Ron is saying. Practically, there's no difference. But one's called a Neder, one's called a Dava, one's called a Rishus, and one's called the Dava of a Kosher, because there's a full different level of interest and excitement and desire in what he's doing. The Moor is going to say most people come to many people come to the Zirim eventually regret the fact that they did it, even though they have to keep it full of that. You know, you make a promise, you got to do it. You know, I undertake this, I got to do it, but I'm not enthusiastic about it. That's Nidre Rishoyim of a Nazir.
So it's the Harata that characterizes the difference.
That's all a similar dover of that there was a lack of something to start with. Therefore, they're not fully interested. So Morris says, and I'm amazed that Rishim and Tzadik would not eat from the Kerbonis of a Nazir, because he felt in some way it wasn't truly fully committed. So in some way this is like it's not really a korban, except for one person he met, that the person truly the Shem Shemayim meant the Naziris. So that korban he ate from. So that's the difference between the Dava and the concept, how you can apply the concept of the Dava and Neder to Naziris. You know, there's no practical difference.
Who says that a Nazir has to feel so great about it? I mean, they're doing this to raise their level or to clean their whatever it is. They're doing it to correct something or to better something.
He doesn't have to. Again, we're using the word Russia and kosher over here in a very, very limited way.
This person is the most wonderful person in the world. He's the biggest tzaddik in the world. But this action which he did, he didn't do it in what Chazal was saying, in the appropriate way. Or he did it in the appropriate way. So that's called Rasha or Kosher. The word Rasha, Rasha has one place is to miss the mark. Plus it talks about his marshia means he missed the mark. So it doesn't necessarily mean we think Russia, we think this horrible bad person. It means that he's missed the mark. He hasn't got it right. He missed the target. So the pasuk says by Shaul that he was the Mor says that David was Sadek and Shaul was Mashiach. David was had Siyata Shemaya. Then he learned, he came up with the right shot, the Gemara, and Shaul didn't have that Siyata Shemaya. He used to get wrong shot. He wasn't a Rasha. He's learning, but he missed the mark. So the rishas, the element of kosher over here means the person has done it the appropriate way. The concept of Nazir was given as each kiyafli lindur net a Nazir lahazir lahashem. The Nazir should be lahazir lahashem. The totally lashem shemaim, he wants to do this. As opposed to a person who undertakes whatever reason and keeps his commitment and doesn't do any seemingly anything improper, but inside there's some element of it wasn't done kul lashem shemayim, and that's the element of Russia which we're saying over here.
The last abbreviation at the end of the Quran,
b'siyat
ha'shemayim.
Well, you've heard that phrase before.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The surprise is you see Iran using it. So now it's not a new usage. This is 800 year old usage.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Okay. So more so like this. Let's clarify the case. So in the Reish it says Nidr Rishoyim Nodim and Nodim Bekarb and Ashua, that this commitment of Nidr Rishoyim will work to be a Nazir, to be Chai Bekarbin, or to have a Shua that he can't eat something. And the Reish says, how do you know? Medilma Hakamar Nidr Rishoyim Lo Nadarna. So I don't. Maybe it's a Ya. So we're filling in the blank. Maybe the blank is I don't want to be like a Rasha, and I'm not going to do this. How do you know? Means I am doing it. Where do you see that I'm doing it? Amar Shmuel, you're right. There has to be more to the phrase. But Amar, can either Rishoyim Hareini or Alai or Vehaimenu or Haimenu? So he says Hareini Benaziris. That's that phrase. Can either Rishoyim Hareini? That's used for Naziris. Can either Rishoyim Alai is used for Korbit. Can either Rishoyim Haimenu is Rishuah. We're saying, okay, let's clarify that. Hareini, you're saying that's Benaziris. Kneid Rishoyim Hareini, like the Rishoyim make the dorm, I am an Ozer. How do you know what he means? I am an Ozer. Dema Reini B'tainas Gomer. I am fasting. Where do you see it means I'm an Ozer? I'm a Shmuel, because I'm an Ozer Erva Lefonim. There's an Ozer standing there. And he says, looks at the Nazir, and he says, can you show him Hareini? So we understand he means he wants to be a Nazir. Okay, so now the word is not to clarify the case of Korban, but the Ran said before the case was the same idea. There's an animal there. There's an animal there. We assume he means that I'm undertaking to do something with the animal to bring a korban. Haimenu b'shua. Now it says, "Rishoyim haimenu," that I from it b'shua dilma haimenu dachil dekomer. I'm going to eat from it. Where do you say haimenu means I'm not going to eat from it? Amarav adamar haimenu shloichel. He says the phrase haimenu shloichel. The Morse says that's pretty explicit. What's the Chiddush then? What's it to talk about? It's obvious. Verse says no. Malu tema. Halu mapik shuam in pumei. The word shuam doesn't say. So that after everything is said and done, kamash malon hadain or hadin. Saul Ramsford takes the word out. Kamash malon that the lack of the word shuam is not a problem. Zatunan. So 1 second, if the Nazir is there, he looks at the Nazir and says, Hareini, I am. You were what? Like a Nazir. So what do you need? What do you need to Rishoyim Hareini? Just say Hareini. No. Now, what's the question? Because there's a Gemara in Kedushin, when there's another, Shmuel says over there, said the same Shmuel. The person, there's a Nazir in front of him, and he says, hey, I will be. He's a Nazir. Because I will be a Nazir. So, Hareini, I am, should be the same thing that Ron says. No, Hareini is a statement of the past tense. Hey is a past tense in the future. So, if there's a Nazir there, he says, hey, I will be. We understand it means I'm undertaking to be a Nazir. I will be something. Well, there's a Nazir there. Circumstances indicate he means to be a Nazir. I am, Hareini. I am fasting. I am a Nazir, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Who says you're committing to anything? Behold, I am tired. So the word Hareini alone doesn't mean anything. He says, "Kenidre Rishoyim." It means you're discussing undertaking something. Oh, you're suddenly undertaking something. You say, "Hareini, I should be." And there's a Nazir. We understand you're undertaking. I should be. I am a Nazir. The Marine of Herakam, the Yushan, the Hyberly Nazir, the Shin Nazir, the Fon, Mishum, the Hey, Lishna Ma'alya, Mahani, that's a good Lashon. Of Hareini, Elav, Dhammer, Kenidre Rishoyim. Now he takes out the word a lie. He should take out the word a lie. Hareini, Lemashu Dhammer Midi. Without the Rishoyim, Hareini doesn't mean I'm not saying I would do something. I'm just saying I am. Kapish Rabbeisa. That's how my Rebbeim answered this question. But Veno Nir Rabbeinu. So the Ram, no, I disagree. The Hareini Lo Gora Me'ahe. Hareini is not any less of a Kabbalah than a Hey. El Masisin Mishum the Osal Shminan the Omer Knidr Ksherim Hareini. Phil Menos over the fun of Loy Mahani. Nakan Resha Knidr Ksherim. Al Erechanami the Chol Shomer Hareini Belechud. While you know over the fun of Hareiz and Nazir. The Ron says no. The same way the Mor says a Kedushin that a Hey. There's a Nazir in front of him says a Hey. That's a valid Kabbalah of the Zeros. So because the Nazir over the fun of him says Hareini, he's a Nazir. So you don't need Kenidre Rishoyim to make you a Nazir. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is on the second half. He says Kenidre Ksherim Hareini, and there's a Nazir over the fun of nothing. He says Kenidre, he said Neder Hareini Nazir. No, because there's no such thing as Nidre Ksherim. So the phrase doesn't work. Once it's possible the language means I will eat, so that's an unclear yad, and we said before, and Shmuel said before that doesn't work. So the answer is he said shaloi oichel. Okay. Kenidrek Sherim Lo Omer Klum. He says Kenidrek Sherim, it doesn't work. Because Sherim don't make the door. Kenidrek Sherim works. Something more. Man Tana the Shani Le Bein Neder Le Nadova. Who is this Tana which says that the Sherim, we differentiate between the act of Neder or Nadova regards to the level of Kashrus? Yeah. It's neither a mayor nor a Yehuda than Tanya. Pasuk says in Kehelis, so it's better not to make a netter than to make a netter and not fulfill it. Okay. Now, Taiba Mizah Mizah Shenanoidur Kolikr, they were a mayor. And what's the best? Well, there's two options. Make a neder and fulfill it. Right? Or don't make a neder at all. So Ramirez says the best thing is not to make a neder at all. No, the best thing is to do it and fulfill it. But neither one offers an option of nedava. The only options they have are either don't do it at all or do it and fulfill it. Well, what about nedava? So it seems to me nedava is not looked at as an option of being better. So if we're saying like our mission that nidrek sheirim doesn't work, means that we're assuming that a kosher doesn't make a neder. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Yehuda says making a neder and fulfilling it is good. Rameh says, no, it's not. The best thing is don't do it at all. Okay, so, but then it says the nedava is, yeah, sheirim do nedavas. Rameh says they don't do anything at all. They don't do neder or nedava. Feel tamer Rameh. So Rameh says, no, we can say it goes like Rameh. Kikamer Rameh beneder, nedava lekomar. So you're right. There was, he's discussing in the world of neder, what's the best? Doing it, not doing it, and not making a neder, not fulfilling it. That's worst. It's better not to make it at all, right? And even sorry. The worst is doing it, not fulfilling it. Second best is doing it, fulfilling it. Best, not doing it at all by neder. The double we're not discussing. I mean, the double maybe is okay. The Mor is going to give a second explanation how to make it fit, all the way down the beginning of the Tafir Manal. But for now, we're going to discuss the mayor. So that works. It's like the Ram. Certainly, being that a little double. They do the nedavas, they don't do the nedor. That's better. So the mizeh and mizeh, better than this or that, is not to do at all. What's this and what's that? One is making that and not fulfilling. One is making that and fulfilling. And better than either of those is not doing at all. How does Rameh say that? Because the puzzle says that which you've undertaken to do, fulfill. And it's better not to make a neder than So the phrase "this is better" is referring back to what you say at the end of the sentence. It's better not to make a neder at all than to make a neder and not fulfill it. But it's also, it said before, that which you undertake and do, and it's better not to do that at all. Why? Because we're afraid. So the main point of the pasuk is that which you undertake and do, but it's better not to do it at all. Why? Because you might not fulfill it. That's how you understand it. Mashulon hashto loshani bein neder l'nedava. Diloi lashvinan kroa tayv mikulan noyde b'mishalim. If the dava is acceptable and it's better, so the pasuk should mention, okay, yeah, that's neder, but the dava, yeah, it's even better. Right? No mention of it. Right? That which you undertake and do, that's the best. Out of the three options, committing and not doing, and not committing at all. So the puzzle says, that which you undertake and do, good, fine, that's best. But between the two remaining options, obviously it's better to not do it all than to do and not fulfill. We tame a pshita. She asks you, what's the chiddush? How come our lo take sober? Don't think. You made a commitment. That's a wonderful thing. And then an oinus happens, or you forgot. Okay, you know, it's not the end of the world. No. Shein okay. Shein askar b'shas nedar b'shas tashlumen kach niras sheet zois beima. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. So we say Rabbi Meir does work. Kikomer Rabbi Meir ben Ember the double kikomer to call the Ariel ben the Dordim will have been the double. The pasuk discussing this issue. Okay.